The 15th day of Bashan's, the martyrdom of Saint Simon the Zealot, one of the 12 apostles. On this day, the church commemorates the martyrdom of Saint Simon, one of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus Christ. Simon is also known as the Canaanite, as he was born in Cana of Galilee. And he is also named Nathanael, as told in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. Perhaps to distinguish him from that other great disciple, Simon Peter. But he is best known as Simon the Zealot. A zealot is someone who is extreme in a cause, which can be good or bad, depending on the cause. In Simon's case, it is thought that he was a zealot in Jewish law, studying it and seeing to it that it was enforced. He was considered a righteous man, devoted to God. Simon's first meeting with Christ is described in the Gospel of John. Simon is called Nathanael in these verses. When Philip the Apostle told Nathanael about Jesus, he described Christ as being the one whom Moses wrote about in the law. Nathanael, Simon, was skeptical but agreed to meet Jesus. When Jesus first saw Nathanael, he told him he had seen him under the fig tree sometime earlier in Nathanael's life. There are at least two legends about being at the fig tree. One was that Simon had killed a man in a dispute and buried him under the fig tree, and no one knew about it except Jesus Christ. And the other is that when King Herod ordered the slaughter of children almost 30 years earlier in trying to kill the baby Jesus, Nathanael's mother had hidden him in the fig tree on their property. Whichever incident concerning the fig tree occurred, Jesus knew about it, and Nathanael realized that only an all-seeing, all-knowing God could have known these secrets from his life. He proclaimed Jesus to be the Son of God, and Jesus answered that if Nathanael believed in him based only on this small incident, that he would soon see much greater things. Quoting from John chapter 1, verse 51, "You will see heaven open and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man." After the resurrection of the Lord, upon receiving the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Simon set out on a journey to bring the word of God to the world. He preached in Africa, and according to various Greek, Roman, and Abyssinian legends, also preached in Egypt, Spain, England, Persia, and was even the Bishop of Jerusalem. We do know that many of his evangelical missions were difficult and that he faced hostile reception, but that Simon succeeded in converting and baptizing a great number of people to Christianity. He eventually was martyred by crucifixion and happily reunited with his beloved master in heaven. Indeed, Jesus had shown Simon many great things. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The martyrdom of 400 martyrs at Dendera. On this day, the church commemorates the martyrdom of 400 people in the city of Dendera, which is in Upper Egypt. This was during the last days of the reign of Diocletian, the hated Roman emperor who viciously persecuted and murdered thousands upon thousands of Christians during his reign. Better days were coming. Constantine the Great would soon be emperor, and he would bring an end to the persecutions of Christians and make Christianity the religion of the Roman Empire. But then, more non-believers would come into power, and again persecutions would occur. The cycle would continue. There would come more golden days when Christianity would flourish. Egypt would be invaded centuries later by the Arabs and again go through more and more persecutions. The 400 martyrs commemorated this day died bravely for the name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, and their courage, dedication, and faith has always been and always will be a shining example for all of us to follow. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day, the church commemorates the deacon Mena, the anchorite. While his story seems to be lost to the mists of time, we know some things about him by his title. He was a deacon. He is not described as a priest or a monk, but a deacon. He is also called an anchorite, a person living in religious solitude. And so we may infer that while Mena was not a priest or monk, he was still so devoted to God that he left behind a life of family and friends and went off to be alone in a life of total dedication to God. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.